Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Coming up, we're going to talk about President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. They are set to start to appear before Senate committees this week. Of course, some Republicans have been solidly in support of every one of these individuals. Others have not said as much about it. Joining us now is CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Let's start with some of the most least controversial picks. Who is expected to have a clear path to their cabinet post?
It's hard to imagine a more open road than the one Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, has as he's nominated to be Secretary of State. I mean, it's his own colleagues for the last 14 years to be voting on his nomination. And senators who've been here a long time have built some pretty strong bonds with their colleagues. That one is smooth. In fact, the bigger question is who's going to succeed him for the next 2 years in Florida's Senate seat. But there's also a Veterans Affairs nominee who's going up for confirmation hearings beginning tomorrow. Doug Collins of Georgia is a former congressman. A less politicized position should be smoother for him, too.
Tomorrow, Pete Hegseth, Mr. Trump's pick to head the Defense Department, goes before the Senate Armed Services Committee. What questions do you expect him to face, both about his personal life and his ability to lead the Pentagon?
Two different spheres of questions I think Democrats are going to press on. First of all, there's concerns about his experience level. I mean, this is the most complicated bureaucracy in the world that Pete Hegseth would be running, and he has limited management experience. That's going to be a set of questions from Democrats you could bet the mortgage on. He'll also be questioned about accusations that he's abused alcohol in the past. There's a sexual misconduct case from 2017 that also will likely be the fodder for questions. Now, he has denied those accusations unequivocally, but we expect there to be a series of questions about that beginning tomorrow.
When do we hear from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? When does he appear before Senate committee?
That's a real good question. It's not on the calendar yet, and the delay is noticeable at this point. There's been some questions about paperwork with some of the nominees coming back and papers being exchanged promptly. But Tulsi Gabbard, the would-be nominee for Director of National Intelligence, and RFK Jr., the would-be health secretary, are still not on the calendar. And the longer they wait, the more time and attention Democrats have to oppose or mobilize against those nominations. Here's the thing. There are a dozen nominees coming up here this week, giving Democrats very limited bandwidth to foment a challenge to any one of them. But if Gabbard and RFK Jr. come up singularly later this month or in February, well, Democrats have more oxygen to go after them.
Who else is appearing in confirmation hearings this week?
Keep an eye on Wednesday. Kristi Noem, Trump's nominee to be Homeland Security Secretary. She's the governor of South Dakota, and she'll be taking over an agency that would have some role in Trump's plans for massive deportations. And Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, is nominee to be the nation's attorney general, with all those questions about January 6th hanging out there or possible prosecutions of Trump's enemies. She'll face tough questions, too.
You mentioned Democrats and the questions they might have. What about Republicans? Are there any senators that you see as being maybe more independent and willing to speak out against Mr. Trump's picks?
Yeah, and they're only on some committees, but everybody watches two senators who voted against Trump in the past. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine. I'm also watching the new senator from Utah named John Curtis, who succeeds Mitt Romney and kind of comes from the Mitt Romney wing of the party. Maybe he's a contrarian voice on some of this, maybe. And Mitch McConnell, who's had some separation with Trump on several issues. He's now a rank-and-file senator with a vote on the floor and in some of these committees. Watch out for him, too.
Bottom line for a lot of these confirmations, even the most controversial ones, I mean, is it conceivable that there could be enough of a challenge mounted, for example, to keep a Pete Hegseth, out of the Pentagon?
It's certainly possible, and only in certain spots will Democrats be able to mobilize Republicans. They would need to get four Republicans, four, to join them to block any nominee. Clearly, there were more than four who had concerns about Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. It's not clear which ones. There are four retrievable Republican votes, but Democrats think at least one or two could hit that threshold.
Senator Chuck Schumer has expressed some concerns about candidates' background checks, financial disclosures. What's happening there?
That's pretty common for the minority party to make that argument when the opposing party is making nominations. Often it's just the top Republican and top Democrat on the relevant panels. They get all that background information. Some of that's a negotiation, though, and the senators will work that out amongst themselves. But that argument from Chuck Schumer is somewhat expected. It is common for the minority party to make it.
Scott, last question for you. Anything else that you feel that we need to be watching for as the American public as we go through this process?
Absolutely. 1 week from today, apparently, is the day Donald Trump says he will begin the pardoning of Capitol rioters and insurrectionists. They have given no clarity on if that's everybody or just some people. That's going to come up in the questioning of the attorney general nominee. The vice president-elect, J.D. Vance, said obviously it won't involve everybody. But Trump hasn't ruled that out, an enormous issue that could begin 7 days from today.
That is CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.